6:96, Spilko and Jade for breakfast, 10 past 7, it's The Doors, Touch Me. I love being touched by an angel, and of course the angel in residence for us is Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. Rose, good morning.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Hello. Yes. I could make some quip about I'll touch you any time, but that might be taken the wrong way.
No wonder you two get on. Fair dinkum. Look at you go.
Thank you. We've got Rose on because, well, as you know, I was coming to work this morning, Rose, hit full on in the eye by this bright light thinking, is that a UFO? And then I went, it's just the full moon. And I thought, oh, but like Rose is back on when the full moon's on. Is it any significance for this full moon that we're experiencing this weekend, Rose?
Well, it's called a strawberry full moon because in the US, that's when you pick the strawberries, apparently. But it's all about adventure and excitement, like get some excitement into your life. You know, and especially now, we're in winter now, it's more the time for being quiet, but plan for something exciting later on when we get into spring or summer, because really we're getting a shake-up, basically, to get rid of the old stuff, cut from the past, and have some sort of excitement or fun in our lives.
Rose, I feel like everybody's bloody sick. Like one of my daughters was at school the other day. There were 9 kids in her class. Everyone just seems to be coming down with something. What's going on?
Oh, yes. Actually, there's a Brian astrologer called Bernadette Brady, and she's come up with actual planetary aspects that indicate when there's going to be a pandemic or a flu. So that's even in the stars. And she was saying about COVID that, you know, it really won't be until mid-next year, 2024, that we start to see a real break from COVID and it just sort of turns more into the flu type.
Well, it's funny. We were reading just the other day that apparently the cure-all for everything this season, pandemic-wise, flu and COVID, is garlic. Get that into your system.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you probably have to eat a lot of garlic. And I did hear about that. They tested 20 strains, but it was really only one strain, and they didn't say which one that was the most effective.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So, just a good excuse to eat Italian food and plenty of garlic, I reckon, Rose.
Yeah, I don't need any excuse.
No, that's right.
Hey, Rose, we've had a couple of people ask questions over the last few days knowing you were coming on because, as you know, the biggest news worldwide has been Tina Turner passing on to the great beyond. Have you felt anything, you know, for Tina? I know you're not connected to her, but is her spirit at peace calling out, or was there more to the story, do you know?
I'm not across it, but while I'm focusing on it, I just get a sense of relief. I think she was really tired and I just feel like she had her life and there was some sort of peacefulness and acceptance around, you know, the things that had happened. So she could have been sick or, you know, for a long time or something like that. And it just feels like a sense of relief. She feels free, and that's what she wanted all the time, was freedom.
Yeah,
she certainly didn't have that in her early days, so hopefully she's got that in her passing. Anything else that we should be aware of at the moment, Rose? Any other feelings or thoughts are coming through?
Well, I read this morning that we're going to have a long, dry winter, a warm winter, in fact. And I was talking to my husband about this last week because all the birds and the animals are very chipper and excited. And maybe that's the full moon coming up. I don't know. You know, maybe the animals are more susceptible to the moon than we are because it is in Sagittarius. But I just noticed, I thought, they're really confused because it was the end of May and we're not even into June at that point, and the animals are acting like it's springtime.
Yeah, it feels like that at the moment. And it's funny how I'm seeing the other day a report coming out of Brisbane saying the air quality's is a lot worse than Beijing in Brisbane. I mean, a lot of burning off around our region too. And I did see this morning the same is happening in the United States. They're copping the same air quality as we're experiencing in that part of Queensland at the moment. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, in a bad way. There was some recent research saying that autism is associated with air pollution, and that's why it's increasing, because as the air pollution increases, the rates of autism increase.
Yeah.
Clean air is very important.
I should mention too, Jade, that Rose, that next Thursday's my birthday, and I'm the most hated star sign ever.
He's a Gemini, Rose, and he's taken offence to an astrologer who said, Gemini, stay away from those people.
Yeah, she said it's the star sign you avoid, like the plague to dating. Anyone being between May 21 and June 21, which is also my mother. But, I mean, Geminis, the year ahead for them, are you seeing anything specific on the horizon? Are you feeling anything for the Gemini star sign in the next 12 months?
Firstly, I'll just say all the star signs have, good and bad qualities. So Libra, for example, that's me. We're indecisive and sometimes we can be lazy.
Hardest working psychic in the universe.
Well, I work in fits and starts. So when I work hard. And then other times I'll just lay around and do nothing.
That sounds reasonable to me. So, yeah, like I'm Jay. Here for it.
Yeah. So, in terms of your year coming up, Bilko, I've got two colours coming through. There's a green and an aqua that I can see. And there's something about tropical there, which I know it is more tropical, than a lot of places. But for some reason it's featuring with you. So, it's maybe going to have a lot more association with nature coming up. The green is growth and development. You might also find that there's some unexpected money coming to you.
Oh, I like that.
A pay rise. Yeah, it can go with green. But growth and development, the aqua is about your communications mixed with the growth. So the two are tied together, the growth and development, and also your message that you get out into the world. And it takes on, a sort of pastely hue. I'm getting a real vibe about north of Cairns. Just beware of crocodiles.
What?
Something to do with
crocodiles. Wow.
Yeah. Hey. Crocodiles. Yeah, real, up there past Port Douglas.
Yeah, and I've seen the warnings about not swimming in holes in that part of Queensland. I can't see myself going near a croc hole whatsoever. So who would convince me to camp near a water hole in North Queensland?
If she wants to get rid of you, maybe.
It could be something to do with snappiness, people snapping at you, or you snapping at people. Because I do associate that with crocodiles. You know how they snappy when they're young? I'm not a lover of crocodiles. I like all animals. But, after a couple of years, after they're like 18 inches longer, long or bigger, I'm not,
Jade
I'm
attempted
not a lover.
Jade attempted to get my finger removed by a baby croc a few months
back. Well, no, we brought a crocodile into the studio. His name was Chomper, and he was just a baby crocodile. But I wasn't aware that Bilko had a morbid fear of crocs.
Oh, right. Well, maybe that's what it's to do with the fact that you had this fear. And you had an altercation with a baby croc.
Maybe he was not happy to have that in studio. It was pretty confronting for him.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that my year is looking great. That's why I'm taking an extra long weekend next Thursday, because my birthday is too important to be celebrated on one day. It's got to be 4 days, right? So.
Oh, completely reasonable.
Yeah. My family don't agree, but work's agreed to it. I said, I need 4 days off because, if you want me to perform at my best, you've got to give me all that time off. And they go, yeah, fine, whatever.
Yeah, so there's a real tropical vibe. I'm wondering if you're going to go up there for a holiday or something.
Well,
maybe you should, mate.
Well, my wife has got something in the works. So she's being very secretive, and we have those Jetstar flights we haven't used yet. So, Rose, you've just blown the secret. Thank you. Anyway,
I'll be popular.
You're always popular, Rose. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Rose.
Google Rose Smith, Absolute Soul Secrets, and any of her psychics in her network can help you out if you need consultants or if you need, a guide as to where your next year could be. And it's looking really rosy for me. Thank you.
Yeah, the thing I love about that is that they've got 100% money-back guarantee. So if you have a reading and it's not the best one you've ever had, they've got a guarantee. So just check it all out on the website.